Welcome to episode 154 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Regular listeners will know that, as well as the outdoors work I undertake, I also shoot for a wide range of corporate clients. Well, this last couple of weeks has seen me travel to London a couple of times for one of my longest standing of these. In this week's show, I'm talking through the first of the shoots, which involved capturing a range of posed studio setup shots, as well as unposed candid images captured during a meeting. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 154. It's just after 1:30 in the afternoon, and as I record this, I am driving out of Portsmouth here on the south coast of the UK. It's kind of a bit drab, the weather. It's all drizzly and a little bit humid, actually. I'm just sort of running around doing a few errands today. I've got to go back to do some editing in a short while, but what I want to talk about on this occasion is a shoot that I did yesterday. I had hoped to record some thoughts yesterday, but one way or another, the timings didn't work and I didn't get around to it. So I thought I'd do that today. So yesterday, I was in London. That was what I was where I was. And it was a corporate shoot, some headshots and some meeting shots for a long-standing client of mine. I previously, over the years, done a lot of stuff on the South Coast for them, but they've started asking me to do stuff in London, which is fine. I'm happy to do that. So just to give you an overview, the shots were for internal use, for sort of brochures, leaflets on the website, reports, all that sort of thing, just press and all that sort of thing. So let's start with the kit that I used. I tried to travel quite light because I never drive into London. I have no interest in paying the congestion charge and have to fight my way around the roads and all the rest of it. So I took the train, and the day started off whereby what we were trying to do was match the single portraits to a set that I had shot previously down here in the south. And to do that, I had to use a particular backdrop that I have. I don't use it a lot. I'm not a big fan, as you know, of twee sort of backdrops. But the one that we had to use, very typically, I didn't have with me. My good friend Matt, who's a photographer, you would have heard me talk about him in the past. He had borrowed it. We actually bought this years ago. Bought it between us. That and a set of backdrop stands and what have you, and he very rarely needs to use it too, and it's just absolutely typical that he happened to have it when I needed it. So what I did, I quickly jumped onto the train down into town, met up with him, grabbed that, and then jumped back on the train and went straight up to London, and that was the quickest way to do it. So once I'd got that, the actual kit that I was using, I had three cases. I had two Pelly cases. They're the 1510 roller case. I will, of course, link to that in the show notes. You guys know that's my sort of go-to sort of cases, especially with those sort of journeys. The third case was just one for lighting stands and backdrop stands. In the bag, or rather in the cases, I had various grip equipment, The cameras, I had a D800 and a D3. I used both of them. I used the D3 for the naturally lit sort of meeting shots where people were just sat around the table chatting and discussing stuff. There was no additional lighting on this occasion, no flashlight, no continuous light or anything like that, because the D3 handles low light levels really well with the higher ISO. The D800 I used for the posed sort of studio shots, as it were. And talking of the studio setup, I had this backdrop, and I had two lights. They were Nikon SB800 flash guns equipped with pocket wizards to remotely fire them, so there were no cables kicking around. And the camera, as I say, was a D800 with a 24-70 f2.8. For the meeting shots, I used the 80-200 f2.8 for long lens shots. And that was kind of it. So I had other sort of grip equipment. The lights themselves were fired through some Lasterlight EasyBox soft boxes. I forget the size. At the time, they were the largest ones. Was it 1 meter square? Something like that. Or 75 centimetres, whatever it was, I forget now. Those were on stands, no need for light, sandbags. There's no crosswind or anything. And that was basically it. It was a really nice, quite simple setup. What I will be doing, just as soon as I get the chance, is I will do a write-up article showing the setup. I actually did some behind the scenes shots as well, and so you'll get a really good idea of the setup there. The other key piece of kit that I used was a thing called a colour checker passport, which is like in place of what we used to use as a grey card to make sure that our colours are neutral when we come to process the images. What I did was the first subject that appeared in the studio setup in front of my camera, I got them to hold it so that's my initial reference point, so that all the pictures match up, so that grey is grey, white is white, and so forth. Conveniently, excuse me, the backdrop was a mottled grey colour, which is a good reference point as well. I also did a picture once I was just packing up, whereby I just set the camera up on a stand and I put myself in the middle where they had been and took a picture of myself just to give me a reference as well. So that was it. So I turned up at about 4:30, actually just a bit before. I was due to be on set, on location for 4:30. And whenever I sort of quote or speak to clients about how long a shoot is going to take and what it involves and this, that and the other, and ultimately how much I'm going to charge, I always make a point of saying that the duration includes the setup and breakdown time for the equipment, especially if it involves setting up a studio's arrangement. So I was meant to be there at 4:30. I actually got there about 4:15, just to give myself a little bit extra time. And I was shown up into the room. We had two rooms, actually. One was a meeting room, which had a big table with various seats all around. I didn't need to do anything in there to begin with, so we went into the next door room, set up the studio space. And it was a bright room, big windows all down one side, and also at the ends where the camera was facing towards. Now, of course, that didn't make any difference because I had the backdrop material stretched across there, so you wouldn't see any of that. To give you some sort of a technical sort of information, as I always do when I'm setting up lights, I set the camera up at a 250th of a second at f8, which gives a good depth of field, and it's just a generally a good starting point, because 250th of a second is generally the fastest synchronization speed for the Flash, although you can tweak it to go much, much faster when it is required. So I set that up, and the flashes were on a quarter power. I had one of them pointing, again through a softbox, towards the backdrop. This is exactly the same setup as I had when I did the shots previously, just to make sure they all matched. The only difference was, on that occasion I was using my old Bowens light, which remains powered, but because I was travelling up into London with two roller cases, I wanted to keep it fairly light, so I didn't use those big heavy lights. But apart from that, everything else was the same. So one light at the backdrop, quarter power, and then the same with the what was going to be the the subject, like the main light for the person. What I did was a couple of test shots just without anyone in frame, just pointing the camera towards the top of the top of the chair where they would be stood, where they'd be sat, at a slightly three-quarter angle. Did a couple of tests. The light wasn't bright enough, so it ended up being around about a half power, I believe. And final settings were, I think, something like f6.3 at ISO 400, half power, and that was that. The flash pointed towards the background was fired through the softbox with a wide angle, something like a 28mm wide setting, like a wide throw. The main subject light was slightly narrower at 50mm. But that was basically it. Really quick setup. And each person, I think there are about 9 people thereabouts, it took all of about somewhere between 30 seconds and about a minute and a bit for these shots. It was really quick because they were just about to go in a meeting. I was actually only there, I was only commissioned for an hour and a half. So within that time we got these headshots and then we got the meeting shots. So I set everything up, did the portraits in the studio setup, and then I went next door and I had half an hour to do the shots that, just using the existing light. Bear in mind we had two walls which were just purely glass, so we had all this light coming through. It was quite nice, although the light was starting to fade a little bit by that time. The settings for that, it was on the Nikon D3 with the 80-200. I actually was using F4 rather than it being wide open at f2.8, just to give me just to make sure that there was a little bit more depth of field, because of the close proximity of people and what have you. So that was good. I think the exposure compensation was dialed in at plus 0.7 just to brighten the pictures. But that was just very laid back, because there are no posed shots in that situation. It's just a case of letting the people talk about what they're talking about. I don't know what it was, just to do with the meeting and arrangements and just stuff to do with their work. No one was looking at the camera. Everyone was just interacting, and I just, apart from the sound of the camera, I was just remained silent throughout, and you know, just maybe doing a bust of 2 or 3 shots at a time on occasions, but apart from that, it was just single shots in very close proximity to everyone because of the space that we were working in. But essentially, that was it, and no one really minded, because obviously they're aware of you to begin with, and obviously there's the sound of the camera and the shutter going off. But that was basically it. It was a really nice, sort of quite gentle shoot. there were no, on the day, there were no real factors that got in the way. Everyone was there on time. There was there were no sort of last minute requests, which can sometimes happen, and it was just all really good. So that, as I say, that was up in the city, and I gather there might be the same again for next month. The setup will essentially be exactly the same, and the chances are I will do a recording to tell you about that, because of course, although the setup might be the same, there are different challenges with a different group of people, and all sorts of circumstances can affect a shoot. The number of shots I took in the end, I guess, was something like, I reckon it was probably about somewhere between 30 and 40 or 50 for the posed shots, and then somewhere in the region of about 125, 150 for the shots in the meeting. So the next stage is, and this is one of the things I'm going to be doing today, if I have time, I'm rushing around, but I've got to go and edit the pictures. Now, ordinarily, I aim to get the pictures dispatched within 24 or 48 hours. It really depends on what my commitments are. What I've said to my client is, because I know that things are all a bit hectic at the moment, and I want to get the shots done and out, supplied as quickly as possible, what I've said, and they want the images on a disc, I have said that I am going to process the pictures. I will then supply them in high resolution, but a reduced, physically reduced size, so the files are smaller, through the back end of my website. That way they will have the pictures. They're not going to be used very big, I would imagine. Probably most of the time the stuff goes to A4, possibly A3. They'll be fine at that size. Even if they wanted to go bigger, the chances are they would be fine. But I'm basically just going to upload the, once they're edited, upload the files at that size. So at least they've got them and they can start, I think they've got presentation next week, so they can be dropping them into there. And then in the meantime, I will burn a disc and send the images to them on a disc, which should arrive, as I record this, it is a Wednesday, so they should, if they don't have them by the end of the week, they will be there on Monday. And because they know I always turn stuff around as quickly as possible, they're perfectly happy with that. But that's basically it. It's just a very quick shoot, and you know, a pretty quick recording this time around. But that's it. I mean, the logistics of it was very simple: getting on the train, setting up. Again, you know, the people skills side of it, aside from the technical, just making sure that your subjects are relaxed and as happy as they can be, considering that a lot of people don't like having their picture taken. So you just have to, if you don't get them smiling, what I often do is I'll make some remark or comment, or the conversation will go a certain way whereby I do get them to laugh. And although we won't take the shots of them laughing, there is this sort of golden moment where when someone has just been laughing, there is still a glint in their eye, and often a bit of movement in their mouth with like a slight sort of the tail end of a smile, and that's really nice. It just makes them come across as smart, professional, friendly, and those are the shots we want. Of course, some people are so, they feel so self-conscious, what have you, you have to work with them a little bit harder. But actually, it was all very smooth, and that was good. I can't immediately think of anything else, but of course, if you've got any questions about my setup and this sort of thing, then do let me know. Really not. I was trying to think. I'm just visualising my kit and what I had with me. That was basically it. The other key ingredient, of course, was the cup of tea that I was handed pretty much as soon as I got through the through the door into their office, which is really nice because I'd had a long afternoon and it was nice to have a cup of tea. And it actually felt like, because it was very laid back and I knew the client and, you know, some of the people that are in front of my lens, I've photographed quite a few times before. It was just quite relaxed and we work well together and that's great. So, you know, nice cup of tea. It actually felt like as if I set up a studio space in my living room at home, you know. It was good. But now comes the editing and the supplying and all the rest of it. And as I say, just as soon as I can get the chance to do write-up, I will share some of those behind-the-scenes shots and that'll all be live. But as I say, if in the meantime you have any questions about the setup, corporate shots, headshots, how to pose people, the logistics of arranging a shoot or getting there or anything that's concerned with that, just give me a shout. And as you know, I am always happy to answer any questions. So for now, I will leave it there. As I said, this was the first of two shoots for this particular client, and I'll also be bringing you details of the second in due course. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.